Jimmy Kimmel helps Democrats raise millions at Hollywood fundraiser with Hakeem Jeffries, Nancy Pelosi. By Paul Bois on March 13, 2026. ABC's late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel hosted a Hollywood fundraiser for Democrats this week, attended by House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The event, which reportedly made more than $2 million, focused specifically on bolstering Democrats seeking to reclaim the U.S. House come the November midterms, per deadline. Jimmy Kimmel emceed the reception and dinner event, which was chaired by James Costas and Michael Smith, along with Martha Karsh. Also, there were some candidates from districts Democrats hope to flip from red to blue, as well as other figures including Human Rights Campaign President Kelly Robinson and former Representative Gabby Giffords. The event raised money from about 50 donors for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, tasked with winning back the House for the party. Tickets ranged from $23,000 to $310,100. Co-hosts included Morgan and Daryl Cox, John Emerson, and Kimberly Marto Emerson, Carol Hamilton, and David Cohn, Linda, and Stuart Resnick, Shonda Rhimes, Corky Hale Stoller, and Mike Stoller, Hope Warshaw and the Human Rights Campaign PAC. Costas, a former U.S. ambassador and HBO executive, described the event as upbeat and energetic. "What really stood out was the energy in the room," he told Deadline. "Democrats are back, engaged, and the momentum is on our side. Everyone understands they have to buckle down and do the good work to help Americans who are struggling right now because of the brutal policies coming out of the Trump administration. And taking back the House is how we get that done," he added. In September, Disney suspended Jimmy Kimmel after he appeared to suggest that the assassin of conservative activist Charlie Kirk was associated with MAGA despite evidence indicating he was influenced by left-wing ideologies. The suspension was spurred, in part, by broadcast affiliates Nexstar and Sinclair refusing to air the show in their respective markets. Nexstar said Kimmel's comments were offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national political discourse, adding it would like to move toward the resumption of respectful, constructive dialogue. Kimmel returned after a brief suspension, saying his comments were misconstrued. "It was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it," Kimmel continued in his monologue. "I posted a message on Instagram the day he was killed, sending love to his family, and asking for compassion, and I meant it. I still do."